In the early 1900s, Sylvia Pankhurst published a series of articles about the working lives of women in Britain. Her aim was to draw attention to the daily grind women endured, and she hoped to change their lives for the better. She went to the border counties and Kent to talk to women working in the fields. This is some of what she wrote.
The field was gay with bright green leaves and yellow turnip flowers. The horse and cart was standing amongst the turnips, which grew waist high, and the little maids were vigorously dragging up the roots that surrounded it. In doing so, they stooped and with both hands seized the big leaves and the stems close to the ground, and then, with a strong pull, tore up one turnip after another and flung it into the cart. To protect them from the loose wet soil, the girls wore thick, strong boots and ropes of straw bound closely around their legs. The sleeves of their blue bodices were rolled up far above the elbow and their faces glowed with warmth in the keen, frosty air. Sometimes, with rain threatening and harvest late, as it usually is so far north, a bitter wind may be blowing as the evening closes in. The hands of the workers up there on the tall stacks are red and numb with cold. Then, or at other times, when the wind comes sweeping across the great open fields, one realises the value of the pink handkerchiefs which protect the neck and the back of the head and the ears of the women from the bitter, bitter cold.
Well, there's not so much hands-on work to be done on farms these days, and where there is, it's often done by migrant workers. So how different is farm work for 21st century women? In the next in our series, following in the footsteps of Sylvia Pankhurst, Emma Barnett went to Wright's Lettuce Farm in Lancashire and spent some time helping with the planting.
We're going to Dobson's, which is the field where we're planting celery.
Yeah.
And iceberg. So we're going to see if it's dry enough to start planting.
The day begins with me meeting the wonderfully hardcore and cheerful Zina, who's 57 and a manager in the field here at Wright's Farm. It's fair to say the weather could have been a little better for my first experience of farming the land.
It is blowing gale.
It is really windy.
Yeah, they've just brought the plants for you, Red, especially there.
It's the beginning of the planting season, and my task today is to put tiny lettuce plants into the ploughed field, which, let me tell you, sounds a lot more pleasant than it actually is.
She's not going to sit on the tractor. She'll be sitting on the planter in the back, because you hook the planter to the tractor.
Oh, I'm on the planter, OK.
Yeah, you're on the planter.
In gale force winds.
Yeah.
Zina's been working here for 26 years since she left Tunisia at the age of 18. She now manages the seasonal staff that can number as many as 80 at harvest time.
So on average, it'll be 6 to 8 hours. But they're not all day sat on the planter. They swap over, you see, because there's two people walking behind the planter, because you will 8 hours sat just like that planting. It's too
chugging
long.
Along.
Yeah. They start, say, like 8 o'clock, 9:30, they'll have a break. 15 to 20 minutes.
And what do you do on your break when you're out here? I mean, it's a very exposed bit of land, this.
Yeah, well, they got the portaloo, which is, that's their...
They have a break in the portaloo?
No, they don't have a break in the portaloo. They got a minibus. Either the minibus or a 4x4. They got their lunch bag in there with the flask and water and everything.
A woman, do you think it's harder doing this job than a man?
Not necessarily. I've done all type of work myself. In the past, from starting from seedling to end, I've done tomatoes, you know, in the pack house as well, packing and sorting through it and everything. Yes, it is hard work on the land, very, very hard work. As I remember back years ago, it was back breaking, you know, but you still got to do it, you got to earn a living. Not going to get a given to you.
Is it still physically exhausting, even though you've got the planter?
It is, even though you've got the planter. It's easier now than what it used to be, when it's by hand, every one. Now you sit on a machine, you see, and the machine does it for you, which is easier.
What do they complain about?
Say, like, it's a hard job. They say, oh, Zina, it's very hard for me, this. So, like, it's a manual job. We swap them, take them off that job and put them on another job, which
but
is a bit
what's
easy.
Like a hard job?
It's like, say, like cutting. And sometimes the girls go cutting instead of the lads. They help cutting. Cutting is harder than packing, because you're standing and wrapping, packing, easier because it's up here. You're not bending down, cutting all day or something. But this change over. Everybody's changed over.
Can I just say that there is absolutely nothing easy about the farming work that these workers do? Even the thickest gloves do little to protect your hands from the biting cold when you're quickly putting these lettuces onto the planters to go into the ground, as I soon learned. My co-workers and the crates of lettuce we need to plant arrived by tractor. Needless to say, their English was extremely limited. But as these Eastern European workers now form a substantial part of our workforce, these are the voices and the stilted conversations Sylvia Pankhurst would have had if she was visiting the working women of Britain today.
OK, where should I go?
Sit on here.
Right. Where do I put my feet? Hello. I'm sitting next to my new friends here. Evia. There's a Evia,
Ingrida,
Mariana.
And Mariana. There's a row of four of us.
They're our professional planters.
They're the professionals. I'm the complete amateur.
Well, my name is Evia, and I usually do planting, or when it's not fit to plant, I do all other jobs as well. All of us really come for the money, really, because it's harder there with, like, jobs and payments and everything. So, roughly, it's like, amount you get here in a week, you can get there in a month.
Okay. So the motivation for you is purely the money?
At the moment, yeah.
And are you managing to save any money so you can...
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the soil's really cold.
You ready?
All right.
You put them on these.
Got, like, a conveyor belt of... Oh.
Right there.
This makes me feel like my job is the easiest thing in the world. Okay, what do I do?
It's not hard, really. Once you get used to it. First days, maybe, when... Because, you know, when you start, it's harder because you think you're too slow, you, like, can't manage or something, then it's harder, but it's all right now.
Are you very, very tired at the end of the day?
Well, depends. If it's, like, sunshine and not windy and not raining, it's all right, then it doesn't feel that bad then.
So I don't know how to describe this. We're putting, like, little cubes of soil with lettuce leaves.
That's Chinese leaf.
This is Chinese leaf lettuce. Leaf. And we're putting these little cubes of soil onto little two prongs that just keep moving, like a conveyor belt, that are pushing them into the ground. My God, I'm farming!
There you go.
When you're working in the farm, are most people not English who are doing your job?
Don't think they want to do that hard job or something.
They don't, do they?
No.
As I've just beautifully... shown there, but in terms of what's life like here versus in Latvia, how does it differ living in England?
Well, here we'll live from week to week, really. It's harder there. Here you think, oh, I want to buy this, you just buy it because, like, get this money every Friday and then...
But I meant sort of also culturally, you know, how is it different here? I mean, you know, I don't know, the supermarkets or the culture or the pub.
Well, here you can get everything you want. I'll just go to a shop or somewhere, just can find everything. But back home, it's like just season things, like, because there's when it's winter, they're never going to get, like, fresh vegetables or something. Like, it's all will be Spanish or something, but here you can get, like, everything.
Evia came here to do seasonal work 8 years ago and now lives in the area full-time with her husband and son. But most of the other workers come here between March and September and live in either houses or caravans on site. She, like the other Eastern European workers I met on the farm, think nothing of hard labour conditions. Or if they do, they just don't say anything about it. Even commenting on the ardour seems like it would be an anathema to them. They've come here to work, earn money, and make a better life for themselves and their families. It's a very focused existence.
Thank you.
Each worker has their own bedroom and they share bathrooms and living areas. Rooms are basic and clean but have little decoration or sense of homeliness. But they're cheap. At £30 a week for accommodation and bills, it allows workers like Mariana to save money for themselves or send home.
It's good shower, it's good clean, it's good house, very good.
What also struck me is what appeared to be inequality between men and women when it came to the chores at home. Zina addressed the issue in her home over 20 years ago, and Evia shares cleaning and cooking with her partner. It just seems a question of logic. They both work, so they both clean and look after their son.
In your house, with your husband, do you make his packed lunch?
No, he does. I have more job with the baby when we get home, so...
Does he take a lot of interest with the baby? He changes nappies? He does it all?
Yeah, he helps a lot. Because we do, like, same job, so... It's not like I have to cook when we get home, so whoever wants or who's ever turned is, so we'll cook.
At first he started like that, woman's place in the kitchen. He comes home, put his feet up, have a cigarette, have a coffee, have a beer. And I do all the work outside, then come in and do all the work. He goes to sleep. I wash clothes, you see, by hand and peg them out in the dark. One day I just said to him, do you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to work anymore. You have to provide for us. I'll have to stay at home, wash and clean and iron and everything because I can't do everything. I've tried. First day, didn't go to work. He asked him, he said, she's not well. He didn't tell the truth. And the next day he said to me, I will try and help. So I went to work. And after that, he started helping little by little. Now he does all the work at home.
Despite my absolutely abysmal attempts at farming, I did manage to get a few lettuces in the ground, which will be winging their way to you lucky people in a supermarket soon. But I'm not quite sure my performance warranted the offer of a job from Z.